BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the podcast for Friday. I don't know whether I've mentioned it, but I am actually off to Serbia this weekend to help judge on their X Factor. Completely unnecessary, but Chris decides to go through my bag on air that I've packed. I don't know why. Also, we played Charlie Sloth, the Chinese food song that is gripping the world on the internet. We thought he'd be keen. Also, in prep for my trip, our game where we put English song lyrics into an online translator, into Serbian, and then back into English again. It makes little sense.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know why during my chat with Fern, everybody felt the need to text in, "Has Scott not seen the film Hostel?" Serbia is nothing like that.
You're still slightly suspicious about this, though, aren't you?
You're not
quite sure.
It's just me and a TV crew driving into the Serbian countryside to do X Factor Judges Houses Serbia. What could go wrong?
At the invitation of a Serbian pop star that you met on a night out in Zante.
That's it. I mean, someone says, "Your life makes me lol." Same, me too. Robbie Williams has just messaged me.
Clang.
Is that a clang? Oh, yeah. Saying, "Serbia, good luck." What does that mean? I think he's just wishing me luck.
Do you think he's in on it?
Oh, don't say that.
That's the thing. There's so many conspiracies going on here. It's hard to keep up with who would be in on this and who wouldn't. But, like, is that a bit out of the blue, him messaging you, something like that?
It sometimes happens, not very often, and now you've got me really worried because he doesn't message very often, that it possibly is something to do with him.
Out of interest, God. What did you reply? Thanks.
I put... Hang on. Just check my sent items for you there. I put... It's random, isn't it? Basically, a Serbian rock star who I met asked me to do his judges' houses. I thought I would because it's weird. I wonder what they'll sing. Are you well? I are. That's all of it. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So do you think you're all ready for this weekend now?
Yeah. I've got my bag here. And pretty... Where is my bag? I'm ready to go, kind of.
Yeah. You packed?
I am packed,
There's
yes.
everything in that bag that you're going to take with you. You'd say you're ready.
I am, yes.
I've got the
Where
bag.
Where is it?
I've got the bag and I've removed it from the studio so
Why?
You can have it back. Because do you remember when I was going on holiday and you made a massive point of opening my bag and going through absolutely everything that was in it?
I just wanted to check you were safe.
Right. Well,
Everything was in there that you needed for your £25 holiday to where is it, Fernando's?
Yes.
Take me out.
Yes. And I just, it's not that I really want to make sure that you're safe. I just think it'd be quite fun to maybe go through your bag and see what you packed
no.
for the weekend away.
No. Please don't.
So you will not be getting that bag back until we go through.
Why are we doing
it,
this?
Which we'll do after the news.
No.
And sometime, probably in the next half hour.
Please, can I have my bag back?
No.
Right, I'm overruling you. Cara, can
you
I have my bag
no,
back?
No. It's gone.
Why
the bag
not?
Is gone. The bag is gone and it will come back.
I hate
and
all
we'll
of
do
you.
This. No, it's only fair.
It's not, though.
Is there anything in there that shouldn't be?
I can't even remember what's in there. I mean, I know what I've
packed. I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to give you an option to declare it. We'll do it like... Declare it now, and I'll let you declare it to me by writing on a piece of... And I might not say it.
What? Do you want me to write it down or say
it? Run the risk of not declaring it, and I find it. I will let everyone know. Nothing will be off.
What,
off.
So I write it down now?
You can choose to declare, if you want, right now.
Okay.
And I might not say it, but anything that's in that bag, when I open it, will be talked about. I'll let you think about that over the next
Let me, yeah, let me have a moment. I just need to try and cast my mind back to what I put in there.
Okay.
Okay, good.
But the offer expires when news beats on at 1:30.
What, and then you might say it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then anything in that bag is okay. going to be talked
I
about.
I might have to write something down.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, the great thing about doing Serbian X Factor at the weekend is that I can wheel out all the cliches that they've never heard before because it's their first series.
Yeah, it's true this. You've got 10 series or whatever it's been of the current X Factor to base your experience there on.
Because they have never heard these before. To them, in Serbia, it's a new show. So I can be like, you deserve to be in this final.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. You've been on a journey. All of this
yeah.
can be on. I just hope the public vote for you.
You made that song your own.
Yeah. You remind me of a young I can do all of these.
Who are you going to channel when you're there? Is it Louis Walsh?
Always.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
You should be in the final.
I want you in my... Yeah, I want to do all that. I liked it.
Yes.
In my final. Yes. Sorry, I didn't finish the sentence there, which was awkward. Yeah, I'm definitely channeling Louis. And I've also bought similar sunglasses to him.
Oh, really?
Did you see him the last weekend on that yacht?
I'm just googling.
Please do.
Louis
Walsh. It's like, and Nicole's in Antigua, and Gary's in New York, and blah blah blah. And then Louis appears on a yacht with more hair than he's ever had before.
It's good.
It's good. It's really good. The Scott Mills Daily. Are you going to go through my bag in a minute?
Yes, I am.
This is the bag that I packed for Serbia at the weekend because I'm going to go after this. I'm really concerned.
Well, look, I gave you the option before the news. I said you can declare something on a piece of paper to me and I will decide whether I say it or not. But when I open that bag, everything in there will be said.
Oh, no. Okay, right, I'm going to write this down now. Because
well, technically, you're outside the time.
Oh, go on, let me.
I'll let you declare one item.
Right, I've just written that down for you.
I will decide whether we... Okay,
you know the one that makes you feel like oh
yeah. I think one. Technically we need to okay.
Just feels nice though, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll leave.
Do you use it?
Once.
It's good.
And now I definitely will not be.
I take it everywhere with me.
Do you?
Yeah.
I used it once, and I don't know whether I liked it. So
I really enjoy it.
Right. Anyway.
Oh God. Right, have you heard of a guy called Ben Hanlon? A lot of people are saying he's kind of the new Dynamo. He's really young. He's got a show on ITV2. And he's kind of like really modern magic. You know, it's not like rabbits and hats and card tricks. A bit like Dynamo. It's like really modern approach to magic. He's a really cool guy. I'm actually going to be on that show. He tricked me recently.
Oh, really? So, I've been watching it.
Yeah, I'm in an episode, I think, in a couple of weeks. Did you see the trick on... the boy band Blue.
Incredible. Their
faces. Oh my God.
Their face. That's where he's really good.
Right. So this is a major stunt they did on Ben's show where he teams up with Blue, with Simon Webb, basically, off Blue, to play a prank on the rest of the members of Blue. And they are all fooled into believing that Simon Webb has walked into a caravan that then topples off a clifftop. And they are genuinely in utter shock and disbelief that this has just happened. Like, they just felt, you can tell, they could just feel sick. And it was a pretty extreme prank.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of thing, which are major setups, and then loads of, like, quite neat little tricks as well.
There was a really good one on Stacey Solomon as well.
What did they do to her?
So they were in this giant cage... at a zoo, and she thought she was having a photo shoot.
Oh my God.
And all of a sudden, this gorilla appears.
Oh God,
and starts
gorilla.
The panic is obviously amazing.
Oh my God.
But then it's great because you don't just watch the celebrities panic, you then see an amazing magic trick as well.
Exactly. It's like, really good. It's got everything.
On the other side of the fence. It does have everything, Nick.
Celebrities properly pooing themselves about what's about to happen, and then some magic.
Yeah. It's like a hidden camera show mixed with. That kind of Dynamo-esque big magic.
Yeah. So on Tuesday next week, Ben Hanlon is going to be on at this time playing Innuendo Bingo, which you'll be able to watch. We're also in the middle of trying to persuade him to do a little trick as well for us.
I'm not sure about magicians doing Innuendo Bingo. It's a bit like when Dynamo did it. I'm suspicious of the magic that they can do or like deflect the water or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I worry that they'll cheat.
Possibly, yes. But I'm looking forward to seeing him. Ben Hanlon off of Tricked on ITV2 is here. Someone says magic's just an illusion, you salad. That's to you.
I don't know. Sometimes I do think there's a... Oh, I'm not going to go into it because I know what will happen. But
yeah.
There's some things that can't be explained.
Do never, ever start doing a debate about whether magic's real or not.
It's Friday. The Scott Mills
Daily. As you might know, I'm going to Serbia this weekend to take part in their version of X Factor. Mm. It's because I met a Serbian dude once who's a rock star in Zante one evening in a club, and he persuaded me to do his judges' houses. Here's my big intro.
He's been a DJ since he was 16 years old. He's broadcast over 20,000 hours of radio. He's been responsible for some of the most important cultural moments of our time, including Innuendo Bingo, Lisa and Steve.
I think they should play this as I walk in.
Yeah.
Lisa and Steve. And rookie reporter Chris Stark.
Oh,
did you enjoy being ugly for once?
Yeah, why not?
He's helped launch the careers of One Direction.
For the first time anywhere in the actual world. You ready?
Go for it.
Please like it.
It's called What Makes You Beautiful. Here it is.
Psy.
You are the biggest supporter ever in this country.
And Shakaron. Now, he faces his toughest challenge yet as he follows in the footsteps of Natalie Imbruglia, Anastasia, Carmen Electra, Shane Phelan, Nicole Appleton, and Zanita.
Yes.
So natural, he's gotta be.
Scott Mills is the next X Factor judge. In Serbia.
This could only happen to me, couldn't it?
It's amazing. One day you'll look back at your life, Scott, and this will be
up there.
This will be a highlight.
I definitely think so. So I am all packed for Serbia this weekend. I've got the girls' category, and I'm helping out on their judges' houses, which I think mostly means I just sit there nodding my head like Robbie Williams did. Sit forward a bit in your chair to make it look like you're interested. I will be interested, and wear massive sunglasses
and name drop all you can.
I'm going to be like, as Adele once said to me, I'm going to do all that, because they don't know that I don't really know her. Mm. I mean, I've met her a few times, but, you know. And also, if they play that intro on the way in, it makes me sound much more famous than I actually am.
Oh, yeah.
Like, launched One Direction, launched Psy. They'll be well impressed with that. Shakaron was probably a massive hit in the Balkans. So, where's my bag now?
Right, so I've got the bag. I've let you declare one item from it, and I think that's fair enough.
Are you going to say that?
Say what?
The item.
Are you happy with me saying what it is?
I don't know.
No, we'll leave it.
Okay, right, so
I've got your bag. Firstly, it's not a massive bag.
I'm only going for 2 days.
Do you buy clothes when you're on the way or something?
Sometimes.
And I'll take you through what is in
Mills'
bag. Do you remember you did this with me when I went on holiday?
Yeah. You were going for a week, so don't judge me. What's that?
Can I just check? No one's tampered with your bag, have they?
Well, you've had it outside for the last half an hour, so probably yes.
There's a flipper.
What? That's not mine.
Why are you bringing flippers?
Serbia's landlocked.
Serbia's landlocked?
Yeah, it is. That's not mine.
One flipper?
Why is there one as well? Well, I see what you've done here, but okay, carry on.
There's a water bottle here.
Yeah,
which says
that's got my shakes in it.
Yeah, there's a water bottle with the shakes.
Yeah.
For when you work out, I assume, just before you go on to your
beer.
Yeah,
you've got a little buff, haven't you?
There's another water bottle here. It says tap water of Malmo.
I got that from Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
That's, I only drink tap water from Malmo now.
You didn't think to bring many clothes. There's a couple of T-shirts here.
Yeah.
That's
all I need. There. Got my jeans on.
There's some, there's that thing that you declared. So we'll brush over that. You got the wallet.
The wallet's there, yeah. Don't go through that, please.
Money is...
No dinars, though, just euros.
Just checking what's in the side pockets, of course, in the old...
As we discussed yesterday.
One wallet, fully stocked.
I got euros, and it's not euros in Serbia. Dinars.
He's got his diary there.
All right, yeah, let's not go through the diary.
Should we read out?
No, absolutely not.
Do you remember diary-based feature you had on the show before?
Yes, I do, and we're not going to do that with me. Very popular, that was.
Then we got some deodorant there.
Yep,
I mean,
standard.
A few standard things. There's a picture of yourself from where you were on
okay.
a radio station in Manchester.
Right, okay.
How old would you be in there?
About 18.
18. Why would you carry around a photo of yourself? And why?
Right,
this
is not what it seems like. I don't always carry a picture of myself around. Why is there someone else taking pictures of me with a picture?
It's worth
Stop
recording this moment. So why?
Okay,
this
right.
Picture?
So because they asked me to bring in a picture of me as a teenager for the Teen Awards, so that's why I bought that in that bag today.
But you're taking it with you on holiday.
it's not what it seems.
I take it you've still got to pack a few things in here.
I've got a few things to put in.
You've got your 100%... Now, what's this? 100% gorgeous, it says.
Right, okay, that's not mine, though, is it? What is that?
I don't know. Is that makeup or something? Is that makeup? I think it is.
Not mine. What else have we put in there?
A couple of DVDs.
Do you remember when we went through your bag and there was a DVD of A Touch of Frost in there?
Yeah.
And it was yours?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a mirror. It's a mirror which is 100% gorgeous when you unfold it. And then a few clothes here. Now, oh, look at this.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Now, is this what you're wearing? Is this your Sunita moment here? It's very feathery.
Do you like it?
Very nice,
it's
yeah.
It's quite Apache Indian, isn't it?
Do you wear anything underneath that?
Who?
Just that, I think.
What else have we got?
To cover my breasts.
Oh, is that...
Oh, this? Hilarious.
This is like tinsel.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm going to be wearing.
So is it tinsel and the feathers?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Now, may I ask, why have you packed a policeman's helmet?
Why is that in there?
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Is that it?
Pink pants.
And that's it?
Pink pants.
Okay.
Can I ask... why I'm asking, but can I ask you to put on the outfit that you're going to be wearing?
Absolutely not.
For judges' houses?
No, it's going to be a surprise.
Let's get you in these.
I don't want to.
Let's have a little photo.
I don't want to do that.
Anyway.
Well, so, and the policeman's helmet.
Do you not think you're missing stuff for the trip away, or do you feel this is fully packed?
I think I'm pretty much done. I've got to put a few more T-shirts and pants in there.
Yeah.
Why?
No, just... No.
Just asking.
Goggles as well, that's kind of weird.
Why are they in there? They're off of science.
Yeah, science goggles.
Bunsen burners.
Have you packed any other science good Bunsen burners? Teat Pepites?
What? Teat Pepites?
Isn't that what they're called? Something like that, aren't
they?
No.
What's a Teat Pepite? Oh!
No, I'm sure that was science equipment. I might be wrong.
No, I think you're talking about pipette.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know the first time you meet one of your mate's new girlfriends when they're going out with someone new?
Yeah.
And you meet them for the first time. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's awkward and, you don't know where to sort of pitch yourself with it. Because you've seen, obviously, other girlfriends normally.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, but you've also got to give this one a fair chance.
Yeah,
you've got to just... But also be encouraging as well, so you'd be a bit over-nice, generally.
Yes, I mean, you do have to kind of be on best behaviour, don't you?
Mm.
Like, you know, doing it for your mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there is this girl that is going out with a friend of mine, and I've seen pictures of her before, and I've got to be honest with you, she looked like an absolute idiot.
Why?
You know people that just look rude? Do you know what I mean?
Rude or
it's
messy.
A bit like when
what
I
are you saying?
No, I'm saying they just look like a cow.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Now I haven't told my mate this at the time, but I actually met her for the first time last night, thinking she'd be a cow.
You are aware this is narrowing down to a really very specific.
No, it's fine. And they don't listen. And she's actually lovely, and I was really surprised. I'd only seen pictures. But I would quite like to hear from other people who look like they're a right cow, but are actually really nice.
I like this. Yeah. Yes, this is good.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like when I had my bored resting face.
Mm.
Like, my resting face is just not bothered.
Yeah, it's not that you're bored.
I'm not at all.
Do you know what?
I look miserable when my face is resting.
I know what you mean. It's like when I smile... I'm aware that in pictures it doesn't look like I'm smiling, but I am smiling inside. I'm trying to smile. I'm happy.
Inside you're happy, but you do not look it.
But in the picture I look at it and I agree. You know, it doesn't look like a smile. I know what you mean. People who look like, you know, they're
They'd just
right.
be horrible.
Yeah, but
they're
genuinely
actually
not.
Really nice. I was really, really shocked to find that, like, as far as I know, I've met her once, I don't know, but she seems to be really, really genuinely nice.
And I wouldn't worry if she has heard that. That's a nice thing that you're saying,
I think. I thought you were a cow just from the way you looked. But it just shows you that looks can be deceptive and you're actually really nice. I still really hope she's not listening.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, okay. People that look like a cow but aren't. Callum.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
So this is about you, is it, or someone else?
No, my girlfriend.
Go on.
She has the first impressions of looking very moody to people. And she's constantly complaining about it to me.
What, saying that everyone says she's moody?
Yeah, she's always, like, coming home from nights out of work saying, oh, people never hit on me because I'm always so
hang
moody.
Hang on. What is this a conversation that you have as a couple?
Yeah. No. It's she'll come in from a night out. She may have had a few drinks. She goes, all my friends are getting hit on, but I never get hit on because I think I look so moody.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine if you're in a couple. You still want to get hit on now and again. It just makes you feel confident.
Yeah, exactly.
But is she... So what's she like in real life, though? You know her better.
I know, she's lovely.
Just looks like a cow.
Looks awful. Like, yeah. Looks like she's someone that she isn't really.
Yeah, she can look like a bit of a cow sometimes.
Right. I see.
But lovely.
That's the thing.
It's important you say this, Callum.
Thanks, Callum. She is lovely, right?
Yeah, she's absolutely lovely. No,
what's her name?
It's Helena.
Lovely Helena. You are lovely and not a cow. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, it sounded like she was there. That's awkward. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm all right. Are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Do you look horrible?
No, I'm not horrible at all.
No, but do you look it?
Oh, yeah, I look terrible. Like,
explain.
In what way?
I've got, like, a downturned mouth and then, like, quite a heavy brow. And so I just look really cross all the time or, like, sometimes upset. Mm. And people always ask me why I'm so miserable. And I find myself, like, making up reasons why I'm miserable.
Oh, no.
Well, we say, oh, today I'm just not enjoying the weather.
Yeah, often stuff like that. Sometimes a bit more serious.
But actually, you're just fine. You just can't communicate it to your actual face.
Exactly. I blame the reason that I used to be quite fat as a young child, so I've got a bit of excess skin on my face.
Yeah, same.
Just makes me a bit droopy.
I don't know, some people's resting faces are just like that.
Same, I think that's what I have. Fat teenager. Yeah. Now, moody resting face.
Yeah.
But there you go. But then it makes quite a good contrast, because once you smile, you, like, brighten up completely.
Exactly, and people don't know what's going on. They just didn't expect it.
There you go. I'm a change.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, love you, bye. I'm a change your life.
I'm a change your life. The Scott Mills Daily. Big up Miss Noakes, who's letting some people in Chichester listen to them in English at school today. Sounding well good today. By the way, Chris, you look like someone I snogged the other day. That's from Katie in Chichester. So, hello, Miss Noakes and English lessons this afternoon.
Sorry, Miss
Noakes?
Miss Noakes said that.
No. No, the teacher didn't snog someone like you. It was Katie that did.
Right.
And they're listening in English at the moment. Right, really good. Who of the day from Dawn off of Southampton. So she was in a shop earlier and she could hear a vaguely familiar beeping. No one seemed bothered by it, so thought, oh, well, no need to evacuate. Carried on shopping, and as she was leaving, heard a member of staff shout, "Can someone get the phone? It's been left off the hook." Phone left off the hook. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm off to Serbia this weekend to be on X Factor Serbia. At least, that's what I've been told. Got a flight tomorrow. Going to Belgrade, capital of Serbia. This is the Serb national anthem. And then I'm going to be doing judges' houses with my friend, Serbian rock star Kiki Lazendrik. He's one of the judges on Serbian X Factor. He's asked me to go and help him do his judges' houses. A bit like Ollie Murs did with Gary in New York, or Nicole Appleton did with Sunita and Louis Walsh.
I mean, we must point out here, the other judges, they're not all going after sort of British personalities.
No. I don't think they could get Sunita for Serbia.
You are literally it's bizarre how this has happened.
I met this guy who's now a judge. I met him in Zante where he was doing a rock concert one night last year. We became friends and since then...
things have progressed. Yeah. And now you're at his house judging people.
If you want to hear my friend, his band is called Piloti. This is one of their biggest hits called Cow Pignon. It's better than that. It's just... Oh, lush. See, they still have sax in pop in Serbia. And I'm for that. Right, so we're going to play a little game in a minute. Friday game, which we've just thought up. So what's happened here is the team, my lovely team, have taken some really well-known songs, okay, that we all know, and put them into one of those weird online translators. You know where you can translate from English into any language?
Yeah.
So they've put in the English lyrics of this really well-known song, put them into Serbian, then copied those lyrics and translated them back into English. And by that point, they don't really make much sense. I think it must be the same online translators they must use to do instructions for flat-pack furniture.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
They come back...
like, it's in English.
Kind of wrong, though.
In English, but kind of wrong.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. So what's happened here is the lyrics have gone from English to Serbian in the online translator, then back from Serbian to English again.
Right.
And we are both going to see if we can guess what songs they are
okay.
by the time it's come back into English from Serbian, all right?
Mm.
We'll do it next. You can play along at home and all that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, you ready to play my game?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can play along at home and you can give yourself 10 Scott Mills points for every single one that you get right. So what's happened here is the team have taken a really well-known song in English, put it into one of them online translators, translated it into Serbian and then back into English again, so it makes not much sense. You get the kind of idea, but it won't be the original lyrics that you put in English. So they started off as famous song lyrics in English, changed into Serbian, then back into English again on the online translator. Someone says, Frankie off Plymouth says, I did this years ago on my computer with that song, Baby Cakes, and it came back as Pies of the Child.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is the song that has been put into the online translator, into English, changed to Serbian, and then put back into English again, you right? But what's the song?
We will raise this house down while, sir, make noise, because chaos till pame, sir. The baby will be like K-fed and let yourself go.
I like this. So this is the voice of the translator.
Yes.
Right.
It's quite posh.
We will raise this house down while, sir, make noise, because chaos till pame, sir. The baby will be like K-fed and let yourself go.
Yeah. See, I think I know what it is.
The baby will be like right,
let yourself go.
It's the K-fed bit, which I think has given this one away.
Otherwise, I would have no idea. What are you saying?
I'm saying Eminem.
Eminem, Berserk.
Berserk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But were we right? This is going to be good. So we've now put the translation back into English over the actual song.
We will raise this house down while, sir, make noise. Because chaos till pame, sir. The baby will be like K-fed and let yourself go.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell it's the song, but it's not like this. So change from English into Serbian, then back into English again on the online translator. What's this song that we've also done it to?
Infant to lit up my world like they're unique. The way you manipulate the lock gets me nervous. Bit. If hysterical on the floor is not rigid to say, you are not sure, oh, you do not know you're attractive.
What?
You do not know you're attractive.
The way you manipulate the lock.
Infant to lit up my world like they're unique. The way you manipulate the lock gets me nervous.
The way you manipulate the lock gets me nervous.
Bit. If hysterical on the floor is not rigid to say, you are not sure, oh, you do not know you're attractive.
You do not know you're attractive. Okay, I think I know it.
Go.
I reckon this is One Direction.
What song?
What Makes You Beautiful.
Oh.
You see what, the attractive.
Let's have a listen.
Yeah. Infant to lit up
yes!
my world like they're unique. The way you manipulate the lock gets me nervous.
That's not in the original.
That's a great
line. That translation's gone wrong.
If hysterical on the floor is not rigid to say, you are not sure, oh, you do not know you're attractive.
Yeah. Good one. I wouldn't have got that one, I don't think.
You are not sure, oh, you do not know you're attractive.
Oh, you do not know you're attractive.
All right, let's see if we can get the last one.
Okay,
then.
Here we go. So this has been, it's gone from English into Serbian on the online translator, then we put him back into English again.
I do not get health paradise in the world, but I have a surplus of beer. Now men are queuing up because they heard a rumor that we have self-confident style of walking, but we launch them on the sidewalk if it seems to be Mick Jagger.
What?
Men are queuing up because they heard a rumour that we have a self-confident style of walking.
Men are queuing up because we have...
I do not get health paradise in the world, but I have a surplus of beer. Now men are queuing up because they heard a rumor that we have self-confidence style of walking, know. But we launch them on the sidewalk if it seems to be Mick Jagger.
That sidewalk bit sounds familiar, but I can't work out.
Mick Jagger. What is it?
I actually don't know.
Oh, it's really annoying me. What is it?
Do you know?
It's like kick them to the curb if they look like Mick Jagger.
Yes.
What's the song?
Kesha. No.
Yes, it is Kesha. Is it?
Kesha.
Kesha.
I'm talking about pedicures on my... That one.
Necklace, S. That one.
Yeah.
Or is it TikTok?
TikTok. There
I
we
think
go.
It's TikTok.
I do not get yes. health paradise in the world. Now men are queuing up because they heard a rumor that we have self-confidence style of walking, but we launch them on the sidewalk if it seems to be Mick Jagger.
So good. It's kind of the same, but different.
Yeah.
So yeah, you did better than me.
I don't know. I think it worked out about 20 each there. Oh, let's make it a team effort.
Team effort.
Like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, we were kind of together on that one.
Yeah.
More points to win at 3:40 on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Friday. Don't know what I'm going to do tonight?
What?
Yes. Chinese food is on.
Are you actually, or are you just playing this song?
Kind of wanted to play the song, but right. I might. Sorry, it's in your head now for the weekend. Alison Gold, Chinese food, I discovered earlier this week.
Chinese takeaways everywhere right now, must be loving this.
It's good as well, because she even lists the entire menu. I mean, obviously, this isn't the exact menu of every Chinese takeaway or restaurant, but...
No, and this song, as it's stuck in my head, I do find myself walking around, but I say the wrong foods. I'm like, they've got egg fried rice.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. It's broccoli. When's the last time you ordered broccoli?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adam in Sheffield says, hi, Mills. Potential who of the day for you? An actual chimney sweep van just drove past me. Hey! Tasha from Greenwich has been on. A guy at work just pulled out a magnifying glass to look at a drawing. Hey! Like a proper old school Sherlock Holmes one as well. Really who? Well who? Greg James is on at 4 o'clock today to drive you home on Friday with some of our lovely listeners on Feet Up Friday. On one extra at four, Charlie Sloth.
Ow!
Listen, I got some brand new urban heat from the streets.
Okay, who's it from? Gigs?
No.
K Coke?
No.
Mike Righteous?
No.
Skepta?
It's Alison Gold. It's called Chinese Food. I thought you'd like it.
Had like a million views on YouTube.
This is actually quite sick.
Are you going to play it on your show?
No, definitely not. It's quite catchy.
It's good because she lists all her favourite bits of Chinese food in the verse.
Oh, I could... Is this a real song?
Yeah.
Have you just made this for me? Have you got someone to come in and record this?
Do you remember that song? Friday, Friday. It's the same people that did that. You not aware of that?
No.
Rebecca Black?
No.
That went like this.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
No.
Nope. That passed you by?
Passed me by, totally.
Yeah, look, it's this girl here. Show you the video.
It's a good video. She's in a Chinese restaurant.
Big man ting.
This is a big man ting.
Get you know on what, your one extra show.
Hey, wait, do you know what we could do? We could do a remix of this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
When she goes chow chow main, she does like the shoulder flick off.
No, we could I'm being serious, we could make a remix of this.
I'll leave it with you.
I could do I love Italian food and Greek food. And Spanish food.
Yeah.
And American food.
So Vietnamese.
All the foods.
Vietnamese. Yeah.
I'd like to hear Charlie Sloth do the advert for it. You know what I mean? Like, if it was out in the shops.
Do your advert voice. I love Chinese food.
I love Chinese food. Out
no,
now.
No, no, no. Do your.
No, that is it. That's how I do it. I wouldn't do it with my voice.
No, you need to though. People really? Know it's you.
All right, here we go. I love Chinese food. Out now. What are you saying?
I'm saying that's good. Yeah, it worked.
Right. That's amazing.
Thanks, guys. Are we going to do the remix?
Yeah. Yes.
Promise?
100%.
Can we film it and do like a viral video?
Yes.
Yeah?
With you in the restaurant.
Yeah, going for all the different foods.
I love chocolate.
Yes! That's got to happen.
Let's do it. Broccoli,
even chicken wings. All of the foods.
All of the foods from all of the different nations.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott.
All right?
Yeah, good are you?
I'm really good. Last time I saw you, I was really hot.
Yeah.
And not in a hot way.
In Dubai.
Yeah, I don't.
Were you in the sauna together?
No, we weren't in the sauna. No, we weren't.
We weren't. That was another time.
No, that's certainly not allowed the way we were in Dubai. He was playing a little festival, weren't you?
Yeah.
Thought I'd pop along. I didn't just jet out to see him. I just happened to be there anyway. No, I didn't. No. I'm not like on Meet the Russians where they decide to go for a curry. Where's the best curry house we can find? I know, Birmingham. Let's get a plane from London.
You're a Howard or whatever. What do you call your fans?
I don't know.
What do you call your groupies?
Not Lady Gaga, Chris.
Daniels?
The Howards.
No. The Howardettes.
Howards? Howards.
We should think of a name.
Oh, it's rubbish,
I don't think he's ever thought about it.
I've not thought about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a good name for your fans.
Go.
Danny Magnets.
Hey.
It's good,
what
that.
Word.
It works.
It's good.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting involved in it as well. Just seeing on the text then the how-dos I like. I could go turn
can't
up to
read
a gig.
Some of them, Danny.
No.
Okay.
How-dos. How-dos, all right. Just turn up to a gig.
Danny Magnets is pushing it a little bit.
Might have to leave it there.
Okay, real or no real with Danny Howard. Do you know why I'm going to Serbia this weekend?
No.
I'm going to be doing their judges' houses on X Factor Serbia.
Amazing. Do you know someone? Have you got a connection over there?
Well, funny enough, yes, I do, Danny.
Love this.
So, you know, well, like you do as well, I do a lot of gigs in Zante over the summer.
Yes.
Last summer, a lot of Serbians go on holiday to Zante.
And you were a hit.
Last summer, I went to a Serbian rock concert by a rock star called Kiki Lazendrik.
Okay.
Massive in the Balkans. Right? He's like the kind of... He's big in the Balkans. Right? He's kind of like George Michael of the Balkans. Massive star. And has been since the 80s.
And you hooked up with him?
We made friends with each other. And now he's an X Factor judge in Serbia. And he's asked me to go over to judge... You know when they help out on their judges' houses? So I'm helping him tomorrow.
Well, they do the big intro where they're like... They hide you, first of all, and the contestants are there, and they're like, I'm my special guest.
And then they'll be like, Who?
Sure they won't.
They will, because no one's ever heard of me in Serbia. I don't know why he's asked me, but I'm very, very pleased.
It'll be good.
So today, Real or No Real is about a rock star you've probably never heard of, Kiki Lazendrik.
Incredible.
I know. He's the judge on Serbian X Factor. I think it's real or not, it's pretty much guesswork.
Kiki Lasendrick's 18-year-old son, Bane Lasendrick, is the drummer in his father's band, Pilotti.
Pilotti?
Okay, so Pilotti, we've already established, are his band. They're quite famous in Serbia. And
can't believe this is actually happening. Yeah, go on.
So, it would make sense that he has got the family involved.
Definitely.
Pilotti are quite old, though, aren't they?
I mean, they've been around for years, the band, yeah.
I like the fact that they're keeping it in the family, if this is real. A bit like the Osbournes keeping it in the family. Yeah. Mm.
And why not? It's probably cheaper to get your son to be the drummer, you know?
Yeah.
So, is Kiki's son in his band, real or no real?
Well, you would know this.
Oh, no, yeah.
Good, close friends. I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
To je prava.
Done it. Chris Smith has done it in Serbian as well.
To je prava.
Which means...
That one's real.
Nice. Go on, Chris Smith.
He's got all the languages. Next.
The front page of Kiki's official website has a large splash image advertising tickets for Pilotti's comeback gig, which takes place on the 2nd of October 2010.
Right.
Oh, I see. So they need to update the old website.
Not a very well-maintained website.
No. I was going to say perhaps a bit representative of Pilotti themselves, but he's clearly a big deal if he's...
He's a big deal. I went to this Serbian rock gig, right, and there were people of all ages, and they knew every single word to every single song. He is a big deal.
And
just can't be asked to update his website.
And is he like those big pop stars? You know, how is he with the ladies? Do they love him there? Or
love him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend for you. Yes.
So, the idea. So, what's this? The website. The website's poorly maintained. That's what we're saying here. And
maybe it's still on dial-up. It's still uploading the new dates.
Possible.
Maybe.
Possible.
I'm sure they have Wi-Fis.
Are you
real or no real?
No real. No real.
I'm saying real.
To je prava.
That's real, isn't it?
That one is real.
Chris learning the lingo already.
And we continue with our Kiki Lazendrick. Real or no real? I think this is a better idea on paper.
Another one of Kiki's fellow band members in the current lineup of Piloti has a second job as a Minister for Health in the Serbian government.
Now, I can understand this.
What?
It could work. Better. You know, football teams, like, who aren't full-time professionals, they'll be playing against England, so you'll have, like, San Marino. I remember this happened. The centre-forward was, like, a hospital porter or something but in spare time.
It wasn't the Serbian Minister of Health in your band. That's
maybe,
weird.
Yeah, that's not a casual part-time job, though. No. He's running the country.
Right, he's doing the healths.
Pretty cool, though.
So, real or no real, also in Kiki's band, Piloti, along with his son, is a health minister of Serbia.
No, step too far. No real.
No real.
Oh.
To je prava. That one's real.
It's real, yeah.
Not only that. Not only that. After I went to their gig, then they came to my gig in Zante in the club that night, the Serbian minister of health last year.
Did you say no real to that?
I said no real, yeah. Give me a... Oh, no, no points.
But what about this one?
In 2010, Kiki was left unhurt after a car accident in which he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into a Belgrade branch of Snappy Snaps.
We have said before that there are big, strong connections between Kiki Lysendrick and George Michael.
Very much so.
Now, that would be one amazing coincidence.
I know. But is it real or no real?
Oh.
Do they have Snappy Snaps in Serbia? God, I hope so. They're really missing out otherwise.
Well, I'm going to have to say no real to this because that's quite clear.
I need some points far.
I still think they've got they're getting their photographs developed. Red eye.
Doth and get out. I'm spotting a trend here of real, so I'm going to go real.
Really?
Yes. Just right. You never know.
Yeah, go for it.
Real as well.
No real.
To nie real. That one is no real.
I like it that we all now know what that one is real and that one is no real is in Serbian. Bonus for the weekend. At the end of that special Serb edition of Real or No Real.
I got 30. Danny only got 10.
Not won for a while.
What's on tomorrow, Danny Howard?
Well, tomorrow we are speaking... Well, I'm speaking to one of the biggest DJs in the world, Hardwell. And he's actually tipped to become the number one DJ in the world, which they're going to announce this weekend. So we're going to speak to him, and he's done a guest mix as well. It's going to be good.
All right, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Dance Anthems, Danny Howard.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard's here. Greg James is here. It's like, lads!
It's quite a crew.
Hey. Friday, lads!
Hey, Danny, have you dyed your hair?
No, why are you saying
it does look it a bit.
He hasn't dyed his hair.
It looks very jet black today.
No, it isn't that jet black.
No.
It's quite black.
I don't dye my hair.
Have you dyed your hair for the dance floor?
No, I was saying my stubble's looking a little bit ginger today, but it's not. But then you brought that up.
No, because if you dyed your hair, it would be jet black. You
but
can
it is
always
quite
tell.
Jet black, or is that just the light dancing?
I can't
off
believe
it.
You came in here, Greg, and said that.
The light dancing off it. Greg's next with Feet Up Friday. I'm back, not Monday, back on Tuesday. Because of Serbia, so Dev's on a Monday.
Good luck. I'm so excited for
good
you.
Good luck.
I wish people would stop saying good luck.
Where can we watch
fine
this, by the way?
It's only Serbia.
What are you supposed to do?
You can go to Serbia and watch it on TV near okay Christmas, or a cheaper option, I'll have some clips of you on YouTube.
Thank you.
All right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Friday's podcast. I am back on Tuesday between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 with some innuendo bingo. Dev is looking after you on Monday from 1 as I come back from Serbia. Scott Mills. Radio.